Good evening. This seems to mirror the wind outside and the rain. I love the rain, but and the wind, but driving in that wind, no. You know, it reminds me of that eternal Nina Simone song, Wild as the Wind. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Jason Almy and Shit Happens When You Party Naked, Christina Almy, as well as the Creatures of the Night. He sent me this beautiful letter. It says, my man, we love you, Dr. Zeus. Jason, love you back. And these wonderful stickers. I love this. I can't put these on things, though, that I take to work with me. So, but oh, look at the Creatures of the Night. Yeah. Well, you know, I am naturally at heart nocturnal, but you know, I get up during the day because I have to, unfortunately. And as I record this show and give you comedies, funny comedies, sometimes crazy ones, you know, what's a good comedy to talk about tonight? You know, there's so many of them. Some fall between the cracks. Some are about crack. So many good ones. Yeah. Dinner at 8. That's a good... Oh, no. We're going to talk about this. I love this movie. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Directed by Stephen Herrick, Christina Applegate, Joanna Cassidy, John Getz, Keith Coogan, Josh Charles. Yeah. What's a teenager to do when mom goes off for a long vacation and installs the babysitter from hell? Pray. Fortunately for Christina Applegate, married with children and her four siblings, it works. The poor lady drops dead and the fun begins. Just one catch. There's no money in the house. So out the teen goes into the real world to bring home the bacon bits. Her adventures in fast food and fashion worlds make for frisky comedy. Oh, it's frisky, all right. Or as he said, dishes are done, man. I love that shit. I love it. One of my favorites. Oh my God. If you talk to any kid who grew up during the 90s or later, this is their movie. This is their movie. Okay. This is a classic, you know. Oh, here we go. All right, we're back, and here it is. As I was saying before something cut it off, here we go. Don't tell mom, the babysitter's dead.
All right, you little maggots, now line up. Time to go over the rules.
Excuse me? Are you serious?
You can't run a tight ship without rules. Now move!
Yeah.
Jeez, what's this lady's problem?
Skin. Yeah, skeleton skin. Look, lady, I don't know what your deal is, but you're not here to order us around.
I've had about enough of your lip, Missy. Cooperate, or I'll make your summer a living hell!
Oh, shoot.
Dr. Louise Westheimer.
Alaska. Alaska container. Alaska spill. Hey, I was watching that.
TV rocks your brains.
Go to your room.
Go to your room. I expect a complete report tomorrow morning on the life of the aardvark.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Cynthia, you're my moon goddess.
The fundamental things.
Time for little boys to be in bed.
Can't you see him in the middle of a date?
And time for little trollops to go.
Wait, I can't. Cynthia, wait! I'll call you later, Cynthia. Darling.
One that you
can. Ow!
Time for little girls to dress like little girls. Sugar and spice.
So, we're just gonna leave some of the music in. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And what happens? She dies. She dies. She dies. She dies.
I'm getting rid of her for 2 months.
Okay. Oh, God, that trailer. All right. So. If we can find it. You know, there's so much going on in this movie that it's hilarious. And, oh God, one of my favorite moments. I have to play it. I have to play it.
Kenny. Kenny, wake up. Kenny, the food that I bought yesterday is already gone.
I was entertaining some friends last night, and we had the munchies.
Look, I am not working to feed your scummy friends, okay?
You're a career woman now. We can afford to be hospitable.
Whatever. Here. Go buy some more food for the kids.
All right, you got paid.
Well, not exactly. It's office money. It's called petty cash. My paycheck's gonna be for like over $1,000. I'll be able to put it back. I gotta go. And I don't want your friends hanging around my house.
Right.
Mow the lawn today and don't forget to do the dishes, okay? Bye.
I'll do the dishes. This is done, man.
Cleans him down to the shot.
Oh, yeah. Remember this?
Mom left us with this deranged Mary Poppins.
We've got to get rid of the old lady.
Nicole, hang on. Why are you guys wearing name tags?
She says she has trouble remembering things. We're supposed to wear them at all times, and she's getting us up at the butt crack of dawn to tidy up the garage.
God. Nicole, I'm going to have to call you back. All right, bye. I really don't think I can live like this. Okay, I'll talk to her. It's time we let her know the rules.
Yeah, we outnumber her. Let's kick some ass.
Hag probably can't even hear me. Look, Mrs. Sturek, whether you think that you can push us around or not, we have decided that we're not going to take any more of your crap, okay?
Oh, no.
Now, first of all, the name tags have got to go. Mrs. Sturek, are you even listening to me?
Mr. Oh no. She's not moving, baby. She's watching Golden Girls, the special edition. Mr.
Eck? No? Oh my God. Kenny?
Hey, get out.
Kenny, I think you should come downstairs. I'm not gonna believe this.
I told you to talk to her. We didn't want you to send her to the glue factory.
I didn't kill her, Zach. She died in her sleep.
Probably choked on her whistle. She doesn't look dead.
That's because it just happened, so you can't really tell.
like a MacGyver?
What should we do with her body?
Call an ambulance? Call the cops? I don't know. I mean, they're going to come and get her. They're going to ask us a lot of questions.
They'll probably blame us.
They'll definitely call Mom.
She'll blame us.
Yeah, she'll hop the next flight home, and then she'll be in our faces.
I don't want Mom to come home.
I don't either.
Starting to stink.
No, it's too soon.
It must be you.
Shut up.
Now be careful.
I got her.
No, I mean my skateboard.
Grab my foot.
Sure she's gonna fit?
How the hell should I know? I've never done this before.
Well, neither have I.
I think we should measure her first.
Hack off,
Hack off her head.
All right, go get that metal tape measure thing out of the garage.
Would you stop ordering us around? You're not the babysitter.
Yeah.
That's right, Kenny.
The babysitter is dead.
Now just do it.
Oh, they did it all right.
Oh, they did it even more. All right. And what happens is they put her on the doorstep of this funeral home. Nice old lady inside died of natural causes. Well, what they don't realize is that she had money on her that Mama gave to them, you know, spending money. Yeah. How much we don't know, but the funeral guys that buried her seemed really happy. But, you know, this movie is filled with so many twists and turns. It's so fun. But my personal favorite, and I will give it a shout out to Fernando. I want to give a shout out to Fernando because Fernando loves this just as much as I do. Don't you, Fernando? We won't say where Fernando is, but Fernando is our own, very own Sue Ellen Crandall. And we love him for it.
Hi, I'm Rose Lindsay, Senior Vice President of Operations.
Hi.
And when Beatrice from Personnel calls, she's a really pushy broad. Just tell her I hired you and find out about your medical benefits and pension plan. Oh, one more thing. And this is so important.
Oh, it's important.
Whenever we're not alone or I'm on the phone and I ask you something, doesn't matter what it is, you always say, I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Okay.
Right on top of that, Rose.
Welcome aboard.
All right.
Thank you.
And she's always on top of it.
No, no. I'm just going to stay here and lick the cat's butt.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Did you suck his cock?
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Give her that flower, would you?
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Scratch off the pee and turn the
next door
for whatever.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
A rat, I want pets. Right on top of that, Rose.
I want pearly whites.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Yeah.
Honey, can you come down here and help me spread these legs?
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Ever banged an entire bachelorette party, baby?
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
No, telling you, you have to get tested for herpes.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what happens. A lot of fun, a lot of twists, a lot of turns. A career woman, okay? A funny career woman. She's only 17. So it's not your typical career. Oh, she's, yeah, they have her. She copied out of the resume book. So they believe that she's probably 24, 25. When she's really 17 and she's just playing it by ear. I think many of us have tried to play it by ear. You know, and when you're right on top of that, Rose, there are other things you could be right on top of. Isn't that right, David Duchovny, who makes an appearance in this film? Joanna Cassidy is so hilarious. She played the crazy... there was a reunion! I didn't know that. Oh, no, there wasn't. Okay. Through the powers did she talk about it? No. YouTube and, what is my... Oh, no. There's so many clips. Okay, here we go. This is a good one. The QED report. Better get real.
Rose, I tried...
Ah, yes. The QED report. I have that for you, Rose.
What are you doing with it? Sue Ellen, what is Carolyn doing with it?
Kathy Henderson brought it by. Seems she's been covering for Sue Ellen, doing her work for her.
You let Kathy do the QED report?
Uh-huh.
I was wondering how you were going to get that and the research for the school presentation done. Bravo, you really know how to delegate responsibility.
Carolyn, you want to be executive material? Keep an eye on Sue Ellen.
You are a paragon. Ooh.
And so, that's what happens. That's what happens when the babysitter dies. And what do you have to do? You have to survive, or you're going to drown, and Mama is going to get called.
Now you're almost doing that correctly, but you forgot one very big thing.
What, no lip cleanser?
Nope. Forgot to put on a happy face. Next, you get to scrape the spitballs off the drive-thru window with a really fun squeegee.
Look, Mr. Egg, finish the happy fat bats yourself.
We can't play that because it's copyrighted. A lot of people are in this movie who are now stars.
Not yet. There's a problem.
Why? Would they do fire you?
I'm Sue Ellen. I work for Rose. Can I help you?
Yeah, I need a copy of the Bob's Big Boy account figures.
Just get a fetch
this
for you.
This shit's gone, man.
Look, what do you want me to do? We have a receding profit margin.
Yo, Gidget, could you get on it?
I can't right now. I'm on an important phone call.
Well, if you didn't get the money, then why the hell did you call?
Hey, look, I don't have all day.
Kenny, hold on. What is your name and what do you do here?
I'm Bruce. I'm head inventory clerk. Why?
Well, Bruce, I'm the executive level administrative assistant. And
she'll fetch it.
I'll give you a buzz and you can run on up here and fetch them, all right?
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
It's okay. Well, thank you for lunch.
Anytime.
Now she's kissing up to Gus. I can't stand that conniving little snot. Stole her resume from personnel. Check her out. I had a feeling none of these companies ever heard of her. I'm going to Rose.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The void's getting by. And Rose loves her. She's not going to care. You've got to get something better on her than that.
I mean, what did she do? Copy it from a resume book?
Yeah. But the recipe calls for shrimp.
Yeah, that's what she did, all right.
I told you, we have to economize. There's nothing left in petty cash. I've taken it all.
We're going to stop right there because it gets hairy. It gets really hairy. But it's funny. It's don't tell mom the babysitter is fucking dead. She's not just dead. She's in a box with all of their money. All of their money. But you know, nothing beats this.
Receptionist position?
Hold. Reception. I can't right now. I have to stay and redirect all the incompetents who are coming up here instead of going straight down to personnel like they are supposed to.
All right. I'll be right there.
You'll have about 12 seconds. You are supposed to go down to personnel. That is on the first floor. There is a great big sign that says personnel. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yes, that is one of the many crazy characters in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter is Dead. Yeah, a lot's going on. TV does rot your brain, but you know, shit happens. The cast is hilarious. Very hilarious. But, you know, nothing beats Joanna Cassidy, who is just, wow, She's right on top of that rose. I'm on top of Rose right now. You know, that's how good it gets. You know, and if I can find it. Oh, here we go.
Here's another one. In Minneapolis, an 11th grader beat up a schoolmate over a rhinestone leather jacket and a pair of Fiorucci jeans.
I just don't think that kids are going to want to wear uniforms. I mean, don't you think that they're kind of plain, kind of boring?
Frankly, it's not up to the students to decide. Next week, I'll sit the superintendent of schools down over Eggs Florentine, and I'll convince him that mandatory school uniforms are necessary for the safety of our school children. Not to mention boosting GAW sales. It'll be absolutely perfect.
I don't know. I mean, kids like to wear stuff that's them. And my high school was like a fashion show.
Oh, sure, back then it was safe. But times, they are a-changing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It was a long time ago.
Let's stop. I'm exhausted, and I'm late to meet Gus.
What's the deal with you and him?
Well, we've been mutually unexclusive for the last 7 months. I mean, I brought up the cohabitation topic recently. And we gave it some serious thought. We decided it would be more practical and convenient if we maintained separate space. Which basically means he isn't ready to commit. But you know how they are. They're all little boys pretending to be men, right?
Yeah, all the guys that I've dated have been boys.
Precisely, the Peter Pan syndrome. God, I really need to get away.
Yeah, she needs a cucumber. Just like their mother.
Oh, there are. You know, I didn't get a chance to go to the store, but there's plenty of money in here for groceries and some spending money for the kids.
And where did that money go?
In Australia, just in case.
I can't believe you're doing this to me. A babysitter?
Honey, I couldn't leave you kids all alone. You're not capable of...
And so I did everything in reverse, basically. Don't tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, released in 1991, 30 years ago. Oh, isn't that hard to believe? Back then you wouldn't tell her, not only is the babysitter dead, but who knows? It's classic. I want to give a shout out to Shit Happens When You Party Naked, because you make me laugh. But also, I want to give a shout out to Fernando. Fernando knows who he is, because he lives by that iconic moment. I'm right on top of that rose. I want to know what you're on top of, baby. And so... Don't tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I've loved it since I was 13. Oh my God. Oh my God. One of the all-time classic comedies of the 90s. That time when you bought CDs, you didn't download them. That time when Christina Applegate, we knew her from Married with Children. Yes. That time when Joanna Cassidy was in movies, not just the TV show 6 Feet Under. Oh, I loved her in that. She, you know, you want to talk about I'm right on top of that rose. She smoked it, Rose. Oh, she did. And her husband had an open relationship in 6 Feet Under. And supposedly the daughter saw her in the hot tub with the guy with a hairy back. That's what she says on the show. Or how, you know, watch 6 Feet Under. You'll figure it out, okay? It's funny. It's funny. But nothing beats Don't Tell Mom. The Babysitter's Dead, because Mom eventually does come home, and what does she say to them? Where is the babysitter? Unpleasant dreams.